This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I think I can safely say this music means only one thing. Because you don't hear it anywhere else.
Are we sure about that?
I made a special effort to dig deeper than the usual cliche, if you will, NFL films tracks, and found a couple of old records that are not only songs that I know I've heard on some of those older shows. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going with. We try a little harder. That's all it is. We try a little harder. Right. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Does everybody know how this works?
I've been away for a little while. Did this happen at all while I was gone?
No, it's been 19 days. Wow. And the time before that was similar, wasn't it? Wasn't there like a 2 or 3 week gap before that?
I don't know. You're the one with the sheets with the dates on them.
So I should know.
Well, you don't need to know, but you could look, I guess. I'm naked over here. I got nothing other than my memory, and that's problematic.
Hang on. I'm writing. I could have already done this, right? Before that, Bulldog, to satisfy you.
Oh, no. He's digging through
June
the stats.
June 13th.
You sure you have this stuff written on the right side of the paper and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. June 13th. So this will be, we've done one in about 5 weeks.
Wow.
Let's go. I mean, it breaks over. What would President Bartlett say?
Well, we moved it to Fridays, and you missed a Friday, and then I was gone. So there's a couple of weeks right there.
I love to miss a Friday.
Well, who doesn't?
You know?
It's the best.
All right. Do you have the list of teams? So no confusion?
I'm aware of the teams that we are ranking. Yes.
16.
I'm going to say Tennessee. You know, not really at all because Will Levis is out for the year getting shoulder surgery now, although the timing on that is, you know, it's plausible. They thought it would heal, but now, you know, he needs help. Okay. But however bullish you want to get about Cam Ward, he was not someone who you know, if there were better – any kind of competition for the first overall pick, maybe he wouldn't have been it like even a year ago. So kind of an underwhelming quarterback class, but need meets, you know, convenience. And here he is. He's the one overall pick. I don't know, man. I don't know. They got a lot going on there at all. Tennessee,
one of their own executives yesterday or today said, we don't have a lot of star power.
Mm.
Uniforms are so bad, too.
I think they have the worst of everything about them. Their look, the logos, the feel, the helmets, it all is, it looks so 1980s video game graphics. It's horrible.
Not a real team. Like,
right.
It wouldn't
yeah.
have been on a game where they did not have the licensing, did not have the rights
right.
to the real teams.
Right.
Hmm.
I mean,
USFL jerseys were better than their jerseys. The Boston Breakers
yeah.
had a better look than the Titans.
Their uniforms, there's a combination out there that's as bad, if not worse, than the Bills' Drew Bledsoe era white road uniform with the blue shoulders. Like, the Titans choose to look like that year over year in perpetuity. They're awful. They should be first. Every week in this exercise until they do something about their uniforms.
And
pivoting to the Houston Oilers uniforms. No.
Which are great.
Not okay. That's not your gear. Get it off. You stole the team from the city that wore those uniforms that a lot of us grew up loving. You moved away. First to Memphis, but then to eventually Nashville, and now you're went. No, get out of here.
Stop it.
Yeah,
I'm in. Sure, yeah. Tennessee works. 15. I got to go Cleveland here. Cleveland is the team with the worst odds in the league, offensively, if not team total. There might be New Orleans or somebody might have a worse team total. I don't know though. My guest from Cleveland last week, Spencer German. I was sort of primed to talk up the Browns a little bit. I do like to do that. And I started down that road. He's like, oh, that's interesting. I can see it. I do the same thing. And then we started looking at the schedule and talking about that. It's awful. Like, they're going to be 1-6 or something, I think.
Didn't, while I was away, didn't Tyler have a piece about, like, their roster's not that bad?
This week, so
that, yeah,
maybe.
I just remember seeing something about that. And I, okay.
Second worst point differential in the NFL last year to Carolina. Cleveland for me, 15.
No argument.
14.
Jets. Colts.
Are you asking or telling?
I'm suggesting.
You're throwing out ideas? You do know the teams.
I'm trying to find who I want to say. So I said
okay.
Jets question mark, Colts question mark. I'm going to say Colts.
I'll say Jets.
I'll go Jets.
It worked.
It definitely worked.
It was there really was no planning there.
I'm a little bit not optimistic. That's too strong. I'm glad that Richardson is healthy.
Sure.
You know, like. It seemed at first like maybe they would just shut him down again.
Yeah.
Like what happened with Levis.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're going to need a second surgery.
That's what it sounded like a few weeks ago, I think, or
yeah.
a month ago. Yeah.
Which I think it turns out is because the Colts wanted to send that kind of message, which they could have said, you can't get Jim Harbaugh to even acknowledge Najee Harris having an eye injury from a fireworks explosion, even. Like, teams tend to play those things down.
Mm-hmm.
And with Richardson, their guy was just like,
oh, man, he's screwed.
It sounded bad. And then Richardson, I think because of that, the next day was like, I think I'll be fine. And he's fine, he says. We don't know yet, but.
He's fine. They hate him, I think, but he's fine. So, I mean, good luck.
Colts at 13 or someone else?
Colts at 13 for me.
Yeah, I'm good there.
12.
New England or the Raiders. Those are my two that are to me those two teams I feel like are next. I'm sorry, maybe I'm doing this wrong. I'm rusty. It's been a while. It shouldn't be like, you know, it's not multiple choice. Patriots.
Raiders.
I'll go Patriots here.
Oh, it almost worked again? Or maybe that is what you wanted that time.
No, I swung it around this time. I wanted the Raiders.
Swung it around.
Yes.
Suddenly I'm in the Princess Bride with Bulldog.
All right, so who's
is the
in
show
that?
Ever sounded older?
Who's in that?
That's a reference. Yeah. You got to know The Princess Bride.
Yeah, people know Princess
Good.
Bride.
People do. I don't.
Wallace Shawn.
I don't, but people do.
You don't.
I don't.
The scene where he's trying to have the guy eat the poison.
Never watched it. There's magic in it. I don't choose to watch anything with magic in it. I will. I gotta go.
Such a charming movie. You'll have one Saturday.
Are there talking animals too? Like I just can't. I have no idea.
No, that's the Never-Ending Story.
Okay, sure.
That you don't have to watch.
Same
that's
movie to me. I don't even care.
The Princess Bride is fun and funny.
I've heard
not,
that.
It's not about magic, mostly. Mandy Patinkin, Andre the Giant, Wallace Shawn. That's a pretty good start for a movie, for a cast. I can never say the name of the... I never know how to pronounce the name of the star.
You almost had Carrie, me until mostly.
Carrie
not
Elwes.
About magic, mostly.
Is that how you
Billy
say his
Crystal's
name?
In it, too.
Billy Crystal. Right, I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get on this. Preseason's a few weeks away. Your weekends are still free.
There's no way he's watching The Princess Bride.
No.
He's had 50, he's had 60 years.
It's never happening. I just started quarterback.
Quarterback.
Time.
Is that good again?
I don't know. It's making me like Joe Burrow. Which
really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, I have thoughts on that.
Yeah, because I wanna hit.
Doesn't
him
everybody like Joe Burrow?
I mostly have wanted to hit Joe Burrow in the face with a shovel since he lit a cigar in the LSU locker room. I just never liked his.
Didn't like that.
You were he has the James Spader Pretty in Pink, villain character face. Just you want to punch him.
Robert California.
Sure, yeah. But he is...
I'm just happy when I can ever get a reference.
He's pretty likable. I had it on the one night. My wife was in there doing something in the living room while I'm watching it, and 20 minutes of Joe Burrow, she's like, this Joe Burrow is maybe pretty cool.
She's into him.
And I'm like, it's complicated. I don't like him, but yes, he's coming off well here, for sure.
I get in here on Tuesdays, and I'm just looking to get any pop culture or from the last 50 years pop culture reference in that I can, because I go on that ADP chasing with guys who are much younger than me. And every week Davis Maddock with the Pokemon references, and I don't who's the Charmander of the Patriots. I don't know if Kendrick Bourne is the Charmander of Jalen Polks. I don't know. I mean, that's literally what we get every week. It seems really smart, but I don't know what these movies are they're talking about or actors,
right? And I'm over here with John Hughes movies from the 80s.
That's fine.
For Joe Burrow. I mean, I don't know. Does anybody even know what I'm talking about?
I do. Right. That's at least I do.
Right, well, you're...
And
you're,
you know the princess, what The Princess Bride is. Actually, you didn't.
I know. I do know what it is, and I know its place in pop culture. I just don't care.
Okay. 11.
Who just went off the board? Because I'm all tangled up over here.
New England went. The Raiders are still up.
Then the Raiders are next.
Fine. 10.
Miami.
Steelers. I don't really mean it, but I said it.
Yeah, I think I kind of hate the Miami roster this year. I'll go with Miami.
9.
I'll get to the Steelers with you here. Okay. Unless you still don't mean it.
No, I'm okay. I mean, they're always in the middle. Why wouldn't they belong in the middle on a list? 8.
Jaguars. I'm gonna say Jacksonville, yeah. Okay.
7.
Chargers.
Cincinnati? I mean, cut it out.
Hendrickson, still the Stewart stuff.
It's delicious for fantasy. If their defense is that bad again and they're off, those guys stay healthy, I mean, Burrow will have the same year, right?
Probably.
He had MVP stats. Didn't win. Because they didn't win. I'll say Bengals. You're on the Chargers, right?
Yeah.
I'll go Chargers here.
6.
Bengals.
Okay. 5.
Texans.
Houston. Yeah, 5. Not the fourth choice at DraftKings to win the one seed in the AFC. In fact, the 9th. But still the shortest odds of any AFC South team. Wow. 4. Denver is fourth on that list, and they are fourth on this list.
Of the teams left, Denver has to be next.
Three. Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I'm bracing for 5,200 yards and 48 touchdowns from Mahomes this year. Rice, that's a big wrinkle, but the left tackle, first day of practice, he's there, the kid from Ohio State.
Josh Simmons.
That's a big thing if that goes smoothly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
This summer. Could have been the best left tackle in the draft if not for the injury. So, man, if he can play right away, that is a massive development for them. But whatever, I'm a voted, but I'm feeling a Chiefs year.
I'm having a tough time with that. Like I'm back and forth. I said this a lot last week. Alex Gold was on. I mean, there's a part of me, you have to respect the dominance, and why shouldn't it continue? Like, is there any good reason why it shouldn't continue? What, the fact that Kelsey's older? Maybe, but like, is there? There's not a big loss there. There are a couple decent ones. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it should be enough to bring them back to the pack very much. And we've had this narrative for years, like, oh, you want to bet against them in the playoffs? Ha, ha, ha. Good luck. And then they just win, and you feel like an idiot. So predicting their downfall does feel kind of chumpy to do. I mean,
yeah.
But you are going to be right someday.
It is,
I did this with New England for a decade.
NFL, right.
And that was bad. Like, that was wrong. It never really happened.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sort of feeling a Mahomes. I mean, I know this isn't pro wrestling, all right? But I just feel a Mahomes year here. They've been down really offensively since Hill left. It's not been the – but – Rice, 4 games maybe, right? So he gets back by October. I just see a year coming where Mahomes is like a supervillain. Like, okay, Lamar, okay, Josh, you guys had your fun. Me and Andy Reid are just going to go to town on all of you this year. I feel like he could have a massive year. Like, of course he's the MVP again. Because he's Patrick Mahomes.
They play in Brazil, then they play Philadelphia. 2 weeks later, the Ravens. 2 weeks later, Detroit. Washington, 2 weeks later, Buffalo.
And no one will know how to kick field goals against them, and they will win all those games.
They'll be 9-0, right. 8-0. Right. Two. Bills, for me, two.
I mean, after the Spencer Brown news today.
Hey.
I don't want to alarm anyone. He's on PUP to start the year. We don't know. Or start camp. We don't know why that is, but that happened today.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. Fine.
Baltimore won.
When are they going to win something?
Maybe never.
Stupid Ravens.
Stupid Ravens.
Do you see this? Now I just refreshed and I lost it. Did you see the Diana Rossini stuff? She talked to Hendrickson.
Did not.
Two offers in the last 24 hours that did not meet any of the, like, I think he's made it known he wants more guaranteed money than just in year one. And two offers in the last 24 hours, neither of them contained any of that. Like, what are we doing? What are you doing? I mean, let me put this in front of you, even though it doesn't have exactly, completely does not have the thing we know you want. Here, take a look. Thanks. No.
Yeah, I mean, to hit the road.
Right.
And announce that you've hit the road is not a great sign.
Right. He's been in town. I think he just left because he didn't, the way she writes it here, like he didn't want to be, standing there holding in, hearing the whistles blowing and just being, a distraction to everybody else. So it's like, let's just get out of here.
You know who else is on the PUP list today is Darren Waller in Miami. So when was that? 3 weeks ago? Suddenly Miami had traded Jonnu Smith, and what did they do about tight end? They signed Darren Waller out of retirement. Like, okay, well, I don't know. He looks like he's in shape. It wasn't that long ago. Maybe he's something. So, you sprinkle in some Darren Waller on your teams. Maybe you needed that third tight end. Maybe you had Tua. You just, I guess this is what I should do. I mean, he's had a good career, and he's on the PUP list. So I don't know if there was a setback or just need a little bit more time to get to get there, but not great for those bets.
Right.
Yeah, not really great.
Never a good sign. Let me start getting into football.
What you want?
I tore a bicep.
What you want? The first day of camp, you want the highlights. Oh, Darren Waller's back. Look at this guy sprinting down the field at 240 pounds.
Now you have to use two-year-old highlights like the ESPN show did, talking about Prescott hitting Pickens in the first practice when they hadn't even practiced yet. And it was Brandon Cooks. Did you catch any of that today?
No. I know what you mean, though, when you say that. I didn't get what that was. Will Graves from Pittsburgh joined us talking Steelers. We'll have that for you next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.